online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
Get your latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Relatives of the 72 people who died in the Grenfell Tower fire have been sharing their memories from that night. The inquiry into the disaster has opened in West London. Families of those who didn't survive are paying tribute over the next 2 weeks. Marcio Gomes's son, Logan, was stillborn as a result of the fire.
I held my son in my arms that evening, hoping it was all a bad dream, wishing, praying for any kind of miracle, that he would just open his eyes. But as we know, that never happened.
KMFM News.
The biggest rewrite of rail timetables for decades has caused further disruption for Kent commuters today. Southeastern have made changes to services as Thames Link starts to run from Luton to Medway following the rebuild of London Bridge. Peter gets the train from Maidstone East every day and thinks overcrowding will be a huge problem as more houses are built nearby.
The people that are moving into a lot of these new houses are people like myself, who kind of like grew up in London and kind of like have come out to places like this, but now we're still working back in London, so it's definitely going to get worse.
A man's been flown to a London hospital following a medical incident at a Kent hotel. The air ambulance were called to the Grand Burston in Folkestone at 10:30 this morning. He was also treated for injuries at the scene. A father and son arrested during an operation in Kent to tackle modern slavery have been remanded in custody. They were detained last week as police carried out early morning raids in Dover, Folkestone and Lydd. The 47 and 25-year-olds are accused of people trafficking offences and are due at Crown Court next month. A teenager has been arrested after crashing into a brick wall following a police chase in Ramsgate. Police were called to Kilbride Court yesterday evening after reports a car had hit a parked vehicle and fled the scene. The car was then spotted in Hayne Road in the early hours of this morning but failed to stop for officers. An 18-year-old man remains in custody.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Emergency teams in Kent have joined forces to produce a video to show what it takes to find a missing person and how filling in a simple form could speed it up. It's been released at the start of Dementia Action Week and includes detailed information about people so police can identify priority areas to search. The force in the county receives around 10,000 reports about missing people every year. An increasing number have dementia. A Kent flower grower who's got blooms on display at Chelsea for the very first time says it's been nerve-wracking to get them ready on time. Growers in the county who are supported by the flowers from the farm cooperative have been invited to exhibit at the world famous show. Anna Evans from Anna's Country Flowers in Chilham near Canterbury says the weather hasn't been too kind to them though.
So the winter was so cold and wet that you avoided going anywhere near the soil. We had that lovely hot spell where everything came and then we had another blast of cold and it's just been up and down, up and down. So it has been a really difficult growing year to this point.
VIPs will be at the event today before it opens to everyone else tomorrow. And plans for a new 7-storey hotel in Margate with multicoloured striped cladding designed to look like deck chairs has been given the go-ahead. The 117-bedroom building will also include a restaurant in Ethelbert Crescent.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent have suffered their second defeat in the One Day Cup, losing by 70 runs to Middlesex. With more on that and some football news this lunchtime, here's Keelan.
The home side made 313 from their 50 overs before bowling the Spitfires out with more than 6 overs to spare. Coach Matt Walker says his side have got some things to work on.
Unfortunately, with the bat, we're just not adding enough contribution through the order. One or two are doing some good things. Hino today, Daniel a little bit today, and obviously against Sussex played really nicely. But as I said, you can't rely on one person to get you home.
Kent's first home game in the competition is against Glamorgan on Friday. Football and the majority of England's World Cup squad will meet for the first time today. Gareth Southgate named his final 23 for this summer's tournament last week. And staying with football, Gillingham have announced that they're going to be upgrading their ticketing system, so they're sent directly to your smartphone. Fans will be able to either print them off at home or keep them on the device, then scan a QR code at the turnstiles to get into Priestfield. It'll be the same for season tickets too. The chairman says he hopes to have the system up and running before the start of the new season.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.